Good morning. We want to talk about your guidance system, and we want to relate it a little bit to what you use when you are out to sea, radar. Yeah? Many of you would understand that if you were going to go on a cruise or that you were going to go out sailing with someone, and perhaps you were going into the dark hours or where you couldn't see ahead of you, you would want them to have radar. You would want them to have some idea of what it is that is coming into the vicinity of your boat so that you are safe. Yeah? Well, all of you have radar. But sometimes you are blaming it on the other boats that don't have radar as a means to causing an accident or something coming into your experience. Let's use that term. We want you to understand that in every moment that you're living, you are being guided either in the direction of what you have become or you are going in the opposite direction of it. And that would be the whole reason that your radar would be alerting you in the way that you feel to exactly what you're doing. It's very important that you understand this intricate guidance system that you have and use it to its highest capability. You're getting a constant report in the form of data about how you're feeling in your experience on whether you're closing in on what you prefer in it or whether you are moving away from it. Now, certainly, if you were out in a boat and the light went off or alarm went off that you were getting in the direction of something that you could collide with, you would take notice and you would change your course, wouldn't you? You would follow that guidance of that radar. You would pay attention to it. Often, many of you are living your experience as though you are intoxicated. You're not paying any attention to the radar or the signals that you're getting, that you're veering off course and potentially headed for harm. Why would you keep going in a direction when the alarms are going off, the bells and whistles are being sounded? Why would you think it is okay to move in a direction that's not to your liking, or safe for you to enter into. Let's use that term. Think about all the times that you are feeling disconnected, that you are feeling as though you don't have what it is that you want in your experience, that you're wondering where it is or why that you feel the depleted, unsatisfied, disconnected way that you do. Is it because it's true? Or is it because you are perceiving your life in a way that is so different than what the divine has received from you in a preference of what you want to have, that that's actually what's causing the disconnection or the radar to go off, you see? You have to pay attention to how you feel. You have to notice every emotion that you have as a signal, as an intricate notice that right now the direction that you're headed in is taking you out to sea in a direction that's not intended on your map, you see? You do have a purpose. You do have a passion. You do have a direction. And you yourself have created it in prior lifetimes, in the life that you're in the way that you would be satisfied. But if you don't follow the map, if you don't pay attention to the things that are coming into your radar that are problematic for you, then you're not going to have smooth sailing. You're not going to get to the destination or the place that you meant to get to. You have to start looking at things that come into your radar as notices or things that are blocking you or things that are going to be problematic for you. And then follow that radar and change directions. Not in blaming someone else for being out to sea. Not in being mad because they themselves don't have a radar. That's not going to help you on your journey. But by being grateful that you've got radar, that you actually have invested in a system that works. Let that sink in for a moment. I have an intricate radar system that guides me through my life, either in a direction of what I have become by what I have felt in it, or lets me know when I'm veering off that course and headed in a direction opposite of it. That's what your emotions are, period. There's simply nothing coming into your exchanges. There's simply nothing coming into your radar that's not a notification to you about you. We know that we have tried to deliver this to you in a number of ways, but for some reason, you just can't seem to get by the idea that someone else is causing you to feel bad, or that your life isn't supplying you with satisfaction, or you're not getting the money that you want, or you're not living in the place that you want. Somehow you want to pin it on someone else. Your lack of safety, your lack of money, your lack of loneliness, whatever it is that you're experiencing, you're being victimized by it. It's as though you're out to sea with no radar. Well, you have radar. You're just not using it. You're not turning it on. You're not paying attention to it. We should say it's always on, but you are walking away from the screen and not noticing what is coming into your purview or around you. And therefore, you're having some collisions. Now, who are you colliding with? Other people who are doing same. Other people who don't have their radar turned on. Other people who might have it turned on and aren't paying attention. Other people who think that you're the problem, that maybe you don't have radar, that maybe you're not watching your screen. These are the people you're running into in your experience. You can get up today and decide, and we would recommend that you do this every day because in the morning you kind of have a clean slate, that you would think about turning a switch on. Click. Turning on my radar. I'm going to pay attention to every boat, every buoy, every depth, everything that comes to me in my radar. And then I'm going to feel how I feel about what it is that I'm coming into contact with. And if I find that I don't like the feel of what I'm feeling, I'm going to go to my screen and decide what route I could take that would make me feel better, safer, more abundant, more profitable, more loved, less lonely. I can't stay on the same charted route as I'm looking out ahead of me and seeing all kinds of things that are blocking me from my alignment or the good way that I want to feel, can I? You have to know that you have this radar. You have to know how intricate it is. You have to know how much you can depend on it. And you can depend on it. But you have to know that it's there. You have to pay attention to what is surrounding you. What's the mood in your household? What's your mood around your work? What's your mood around your health? What's your mood? Because that is telling. If you've been ignoring your radar and you've been having things come to you that are not specifically what you want to see in your experience, then you have to start following it. You have to be more diligent. Why would anyone go out in a craft in the dark without radar turned on? How could they expect to blindly sail about that ocean and never think at all about the possibility of what they might run into? You have this ability within you to create this smooth voyage. You'll never run aground. You'll never run into a rock. You'll never run into another boat. You'll never run into a bad storm. You have the ability to navigate and to direct yourself in exactly a direction that you want to go in, that you like the feel of. But you have to know that you have this. You can't keep relying on others to have their radar on and avoid you in a collision. Because everybody's creating individually, sovereignly. You don't know whether they have their radar on or not, but you're going to know by the way that you feel in what you're running into whether or not you need to pay closer attention to the way that you feel. We know that sometimes when a human gets activated and they're not feeling good, that it's difficult to move themselves to a better feeling place or one that would provide them with a smoother sailing experience. But we promise you, as you start to notice your experience and the way that you feel in it, and you start to feel less victimized and more powerful, guiding yourself in the direction of the preferred way that you want to feel, the universe is going to assist you with that. It's not going to be you as the human. It's going to be you as the divine. You giving an opportunity through your observation of what's on your screen, what's out in front of you. I don't like what's coming. Yeah. And the universe actually aligning to you in your understanding that I'm creating my own experience, aren't I? I'm the one that gets to choose the direction that I go in and the awareness that I have as I go in it. You will be gifted from the universe in assistance, in increasing your ability to detect things on your radar without having to effort. It's not always going to be an effort. But you do have to know that radar is available and turn it on and look at it once in a while, feel it, in order to get the guidance that you want to get into that direction that you want to go in. We hope that you understand the analogy that we're giving. You can't just sail through life with no self-awareness, with no understanding of how you feel, because you're going to run into all kinds of things and feel victimized by them. Good day.